next door.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. This is the Captain's Log. I am Kelsey and Dr. Dollar.
Hey.
We're going to try something new today. I'm going to get Botox right in the car right now.
Let's go.
Not right now.
Not when I'm driving. You're going to tell me about it first. You've already convinced me that I need it. You said I'm ugly, so it's going to make me look better.
Hey, no one needs it. No one needs it. It's an enhancement.
Really?
Yeah. I saw everybody's comments on your last live vlog. They were like, no, Brian, don't do it.
They were nervous
don't
for
your
me.
Your perfect face.
They're nervous, right?
Yeah, they probably are nervous.
Have you ever had any?
Yeah.
You have?
I'll self-sabotage.
You're just
today.
Not,
yeah,
you're just
you.
Not perfect naturally like
I
that?
Wasn't born this way, no.
Oh my God.
So I'm like that tried and true. You're not really too young for Botox. People are coming up with magical numbers, like you got to be at least 30 or 40 or whatever.
Is there an age limit?
An age limit?
Yeah.
No.
Anybody can do it.
Well, you know, an adult.
So what's your recommendation?
When you start having active lines that may leave some wrinkles or fine lines in the skin, you're a good candidate.
Then you should go right in. How many? So it's like goes by cc's, right?
Units. They
units.
Speak in units.
Okay, so how many units do you suggest I get?
So we kind of talked about it, right? You know, I had you sitting in the room. You had to make all the faces, like all the horrible faces.
Yes.
What are the faces people don't look good doing? You know, squinting in the sun.
Let me see. Give me some.
Well, you're wearing sunglasses.
Okay, I like.
Okay, so raise your eyebrows. But you don't look at your forehead. Wait. It's perfect.
But it's, you know.
It's like reflecting the sun. It's perfect.
It's because I'm Italian. I'm a little greasy. Oh, okay. What do you want me to tell you? I'm oily.
Around the eyes, you know, apparently in guys, oftentimes a little bit of crow's feet is regal.
Yeah.
So it's personal preference. Females often don't like the crow's feet because their makeup gets stuck in it and you see the lines and everything.
Why? Somebody actually wants crow's feet?
You know. They can look cute. They make you look smiley.
I think some guy made that up.
To make someone feel better?
Yeah, I think so.
When I had really bad crow's feet, someone was trying to pick me up. It was like, oh, I like your crow's feet.
Really?
No.
I would bet your best... What's the best pickup line you got? I mean, guys would be picking you up all the time. Yeah, let's hear a good one. I've heard some really bad ones on the Captain's Log.
Back in summer camp, you know? Dare to pick me up.
Let's hear. What is it?
If you were a pirate and you had a parrot, would you have it on this shoulder or this shoulder?
Wait, I don't know. Which one was it? Which shoulder was it? I don't understand. Yeah. Try it again.
That wasn't my reaction, but okay. That worked for you. So now, you know, if anyone's asking you about pirates in the bar, it's Brian.
Right?
Sorry.
Doc.
Yes, sir.
So when did you start doing the Botox treatment?
So, as a matter of fact, Kelsey did my Botox. I was, you know, for guys, I said, you know, what are you doing? I mean, you're going to look great with CrossFit. You're going to look great with lines. You know, the story was that the short, the bald guy makes more money. You heard that story.
Yeah.
You know, that guys that, oh, every short, bald guy says, you know, eventually it's going to work for me. So, Kelsey, about 2 weeks ago, I had a line here.
I said, why are you always so mad at me?
Why are you pissed off? She said, why are you pissed off? I said, I'm not pissed off. I'm happy. She said, what's with that line and that line and that line? So she did that.
Hey, Josh, what's up, buddy?
So I looked in the mirror and I said, oh, my God, that looks amazing. I mean, that happened about 2-3 days later. I cannot get pissed off now. No matter what Cassie does, no matter
can't
what.
Sweat in the sun.
I mean, I work out, I bench press, I my face is the same.
You look
it's
gorgeous.
Only happy. Happy.
And so young and so beautiful.
And I did it for myself. I said, you know what? I want something for me. I want to celebrate me. And so I did that. I said, oh my God. So I said, Kelsey, how much do we charge for that? So she told me we were charging $13 a unit for Botox. I said, you know what? We have to make it affordable for everybody to get that. What's the lowest price you can go on that? And she said, we can go at $10 and it's going to be essentially
$10.
$10 a unit.
A unit. But it's very difficult. You know, people will price hop a little bit or talk units and you got to be careful about
what
you're
getting. That's true, because I've heard people tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, how much is it per unit, blah, blah, blah.
Sometimes it's like speaking a different language, you know, Spanish and German. So you got to go based on the result you're going to get and a fair price.
So some people charge you per section too,
right.
Don't they?
But is that, you know, people do it all different ways and I don't want to knock them. But, you know, someone like Dr. Dollar, he needed almost twice as many units as I did, you know, here.
So that was very pissed off. You know, was very pissed
off. And I was just slightly, you know.
So how long have you actually been doing the procedure with on patients at your office?
A year now. A year.
A year.
Yeah.
And how many patients come in for Botox?
It depends on the day. I mean, we do a lot of other procedures. We do the P-shot, the O-shot, vaginal rejuvenation. We do, you know, weight loss. We do
I'm not getting any vag rejuvenation, guys. Yeah. Not today. Yet. But just maybe, the Botox.
Maybe scrotal. Scrotal rejuvenation.
Is that
right?
A thing?
No.
No. So, damn.
You actually can do Botox in the scrotum if you have too much sweating or, you know, other things.
Or if you want smooth scrotum.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
We're not doing that today.
If you want it smooth, I thought you just iron them out.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what you...
Yeah.
Maybe that didn't work. I don't know. So you've been doing it for a year, and... It's a hot topic right now. I mean, everybody's talking about Botox this, Botox that.
Right.
It's not even like taboo anymore. Everybody's kind of wants to be cool about it.
Yeah, number one.
So am I going to be cooler, Kelsey?
You're already cool. This is an enhancement. This is for you to feel good. Like I said, you don't need it. It's whether you want it.
Yeah, this is for yourself.
Yeah.
You do it for yourself. You don't do it for anybody else. You don't do it for Kelsey. You don't do it for anybody else.
I do most of the stuff for Kelsey.
Okay, I know.
One day I'll get to the
you
level.
You want to look at your penis. I know that. Yes. I know you wanted that. And you said, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, you know, the thing about cosmetic procedures is you don't want to be walking down the street and someone say, oh my gosh, what have you done?
Right.
You want people to think that you're aging gracefully, that you're natural, that maybe you got a good night's sleep the night before.
Yeah, it's trickery.
Yeah.
I'm going to trick them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm going to change the birth date on my Facebook.
You're happy all the time. Yes. You're just 30.
So then they don't know how old I am anymore.
Yeah. But you're already happy. You probably don't frown too much. But we're in Florida. You do wear sunglasses a lot. So
I do.
What we did... Take your sunglasses off. We're out of stoplight, so we're good. Frown. Like, look like you're angry. Like, if you were like... Oh,
yeah. You're going to get rid of this?
Say you gave me a pickup line and I said no, you would be frowny.
Like, damn.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
See right there? So this can bulk up and cause wrinkles. So the more you can bulk up, eventually you'd get a line.
And you're going to get rid of that?
Yep.
Are you going to do it right in the car?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Everyone wants to know. It's going to be live here, like... Let me see what you got going on.
Oh, yes.
This stuff?
Okay, we got all sorts of stuff.
Okay,
I got
let's see. Introduce all the stuff and how it works.
I already drew it up for you.
Because I'm a little nervous.
Normally, it comes in a vial. I choose the smallest needles possible. I'm not going to cap. You'll see it after.
Not at the stoplight.
Not at the stoplight.
Yeah, we can't stop and go.
Teeny tiny bit of volume. I have two of these. I actually am splitting it between two needles so you get the sharpest needle during the injection.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm being very nice to you.
Very sharp.
And then
needles.
Obviously gloves and alcohol because I'll clean your skin.
And what
first.
Is actual Botox? What is the substance going in me?
Botulism toxin is how we got the name Botox.
Okay.
So it interrupts the neurostimulation for your muscles to contract in
the body. So my muscles won't be like,
No, it's the opposite.
I'll put these on.
So it was actually came about in the market to treat other conditions like muscle spasms, eye twitching, other muscular disorders, overactive bladder, migraines, TMJ, lockjaw.
I get migraines.
Yeah.
They're not as bad now that I've stopped eating soy. I think a lot of soy in my diet was causing everything.
There is no soy in this Botox.
All right, So the Botox, is it actually manufactured somewhere?
Yeah, in America.
And how do people obtain it? They have to have a license, they have to get...
It needs to be a medical professional trained in the cosmetic injection of Botox. So you can be trained for other indications. So this type of Botox for cosmetic, for treating your frown lines, would not get your migraines to go away.
Okay.
For different indications, you have to inject carefully into specific areas. For cosmetic purposes, we inject into the muscles that are contracting that are leading to the wrinkles and lines in the face.
And you just learned this yesterday?
No, I've been
just kidding.
On
no.
YouTube. On YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
You trained very well on YouTube.
You
that
can
is
learn
true.
Heart surgery on YouTube. You know, if you found the right video, you could probably get talked through open heart surgery. So
Dr. Dalla sent you away to learn how to do it, or what?
She went several times, and she had the expert coming to the office. But Kelsey now teaches other people how to do Botox.
Wow.
Kelsey is a superstar.
You know, Dr. Dollar was in my chair and he goes, this is a big deal. I don't let people touch my face. And that's, I'm like, true. Well, I could lose my job right now. Yeah. So if I can do him, I think
if I trust her, and believe me, I don't like doctors. I don't like anything, anybody touching me. I don't like that, except obviously.
Well, Kelsey. This is what I'm proposing. If you screw up mine, I won't let you on the captain's log anymore.
So that's it. I was so excited to finally be in the front seat. Like, I'm you're riding the world, shotgun today. A bunch of leg room.
This is your third appearance.
Right? Dr. Dollar misses the front seat.
He's right up here.
Like, much better.
He doesn't like
everybody
his,
can see
he
that
loves
I cannot
his
be
face.
Upset.
He just doesn't love his seatbelt. He just doesn't care about seatbelt.
I am promoting Botox safety, not seatbelt safety today.
So we're going to go back. What's the preparation for me? I'm nervous. I'm getting scared. I'm more scared. Am I more scared to have the pee shot or the Botox?
Oh, the pee shot. Have you handled the pee shot with me hovering
over you? I know. I was
the Botox.
Was a champ.
I say, lean back, push your head back.
This is
close
more
your
relaxing,
eyes, Brian. And then the next thing you know, it'll be.
And
okay.
Then you kiss me.
Oh, wait. I'm going to leave.
Is that what? I thought you were telling me how that was going down.
You
just
plan.
Mean the Botox?
That was the plan.
Oh, she meant the Botox. The Botox. Sorry, guys. The Botox. I didn't know. So, all right, so we're going to do it, and then am I going to be right here?
We'll be wherever you want, yeah.
Okay, so we'll park.
Not yet, please.
Okay, and then how long is it going to take?
From the time I put the first needle?
Yes.
8 seconds.
8 seconds?
Well, maybe since I'm switching
Slow down,
needles,
slow down. I don't want you to let you
I'll take all the time you want.
Okay, and then we're going to do the middle?
Yes.
Guys, are you going to be ready for the Botox? Hey, Dana, what's happening? I'm getting Botox today.
Heather says it's easy. Yeah, I say I need in the office, you know, one of those staples buttons, say that was easy, because everybody gets really hyped up, and then they go, wait, that's it? You're done?
All right, so normally, you'd be in the office, but today, because you're on the captain's log riding shotgun with Captain Brian, I'm making you do this right here.
Yeah,
so why don't we stop all the anticipation and start giving the Botox?
Okay.
Can we do it in the middle of my drive? We'll pull over.
Can we be
in Yeah,
park,
I'll stop.
Park. Maybe an e-brake just in case.
Yes, I'll e-brake and we'll stop. Guys, here we go. We're going to go. I'm going to pull in. We're doing this in the Walmart parking lot.
He's so eager now.
Now I'm ready to
classy,
go.
Oh my gosh. Classy guy. Let's go. Where are we going? Walmart.
They could have been
Walmart
Target.
Parking lot.
We're going right now. We're going to do it. Yeah, buddy. We're doing Botox. And we're pulling into Walmart. We have Dr. Dollar and Kelsey. By the way, every Tuesday we do this men's health, this well-being portion of our podcast. And Kelsey and Dr. Dollar have been just absolutely spectacular. And they're now my new counterparts. So we just basically came up with our own segment.
Does that mean I'm co-captain? Co-pilot?
No, come on. You're like the first mate. Don't get excited.
First
officer. You gotta move up.
So while I'm doing it, in that boat language, I'm like throwing ropes.
You can't just go from nothing to a captain level.
Oh, okay.
You have to be like, you have to move, work your way up, Doc. Tell her.
Absolutely.
I mean, jeez.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go, guys. We're going to get Botox right now, live on the captain's log.
Maybe you should stay buckled so that way, you know, you don't flail around. Yeah.
All right, what should I do?
Is anyone like nervous? Oh my gosh.
Now, Dana's in Wakefield. I grew up with him. All right. Should I lay back?
And it's, you know, the thing is I don't tell people, I'm not allowed to tell people what guys get Botox. Obviously, you know, Dr. Dollar admits to it. But when we talk Botox, we're just talking about the neurotoxin in general, right? So
yes.
There's other brands too. Dysport. We do Dysport. People have heard of that brand. And some of it's just personal preference. Same mechanism of action, same effect, same duration.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So does everybody know what brand they're getting?
I am very transparent with what is
but
going
on. But what about when
face.
You go, like everybody, like anywhere? So when you come to see you and Dr. Dollar, they get to pick the option or they just say?
They can pick, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people have preferences.
Wow, I didn't even know so much about it. Holy moly.
You should probably know what's going in your face if you're paying someone some kind of money, right? So,
this is true.
This is my little
All right, guys.
Show. I'm going to clean you, so after I clean you, don't touch
your
face,
okay? No pain. Totally harmless.
And still no kisses either.
Still nothing.
Sorry. All right.
Show me the move again. What was the best pickup move? I think everyone missed that.
No, you can practice and report back how successful it is for you, you know, over the weekend or something. I think it might work at your comedy club. I saw a few prospects I could have said that to.
I agree. All right, here we go.
Okay, what I'm having you do is lean your head back against there.
Like this?
Yep.
Okay. Do we need light?
I can see you just fine.
So, frown for me really strong. Like, really... Okay. Relax. Your eyes are open.
I know. Did you do it? Look at it. It's so easy.
Not even moving. All right. Frown again for me. Really strong. Really strong. Frown. Okay. Relax.
Why do I do my lips when I do that?
I don't know.
So bad.
See, I can tell you're strong here because it's resisting.
I'm not resisting.
I'm giving you more than 8 seconds.
It will take 3-4 days and it's going to kick in?
For some people, it can take up to 2 weeks. So okay. I say, you know, if you're... every time people get Botox, they start staring in the mirror. They're like, is it kicked in yet? Am I frozen yet? You know, just be patient. Keep your eyes closed for me.
Guys, this doesn't hurt.
Frown again one more time. Okay, relax.
And you cannot get pissed off anymore. At
She's
anything.
Very good. She's very
and
good.
No matter what your kids are going to do, no matter what, you're going to be smiling.
How'd I do, guys? Got it.
So that's
in
it.
The car.
So little mosquito bite looking things, but you know, by the time you check out, you're at the front desk. In any other situation, it's
we're done.
It's done.
That's it.
The end. Looking
it's a great. Wrap. That was all. That was it. I was all excited.
So anticlimactic.
Yes.
I told you.
Yes.
Here, let me wipe off the little specks for you. What do you think?
Well, I thought this gets finished with a kiss.
Sorry.
Damn it!
No,
still
nothing.
Kelsey, one day Kelsey's gonna give in. She's gonna fold, guys.
So how many units did you put in?
25
units.
Yeah, 25 units. Botox. Just yeah. Mint, you know.
And it's always better, you say, to put less than more, right?
Well, I can't freeze you more than frozen, right? So typically, guys do need more units than females. But the standard to start with is 20 to 25. And then we just see how you do. If you need more and you're extra frowny, we can always add more in 2 weeks.
So that now, instead of it, like the line coming up when I frown, there won't be anything.
Right. So, can I do it? See how I don't want a line? I used to have a really strong line.
Really?
Yeah, you just only know me as really happy.
Nothing.
But I can't.
Nothing.
No.
No. It's like amazing.
I feel weird in the middle here. But it's okay.
If she goes to kiss me,
that's
Doc,
okay.
Just put your head right here.
Stop her, Doc.
You're sorry.
In front of me.
I know. It might be irresistible.
Oh, gosh.
But Doc can just stick his head up, right? Like that.
But there's a lot of other, you know, procedures and things that I do for cosmetic enhancement that are not required, but can make you look a little
explain
better.
Explain to me what I need, because I might need more of this new cosmetic procedures. Tell me what they are.
You know what? You're very lucky. You haven't lost a whole lot of volume in your face. You got full cheeks. You got a full face. You're good. You're good to go. This is just all
it's a compliment, Brian,
skin.
I think. I think she's
well,
saying
I was
it's a compliment.
Thinking, I was thinking of my next comeback.
I always tell people, you know, that's a dangerous situation to get into. People are like, what do I need? They're looking in the mirror. Like, tell me what I should do. And I was like, uh-uh. That's
well,
what
are the options?
You can do fillers.
Okay,
you
what's the filler?
Fillers.
I know nothing.
Okay.
This is all new to me. I'm
so
just
there
learning.
There are fillers for volume loss. You could put it in your lips. You could put it in your cheeks. You could put it in your nasolabial folds. You could
my
put
lips?
It
how do my lips look? They look plump?
Yeah.
Kiss him. I don't
no.
believe. Okay. So, just kidding. I tried again. Still didn't
get
work.
To get
it will work. It will work. But
yeah.
You could do like filler in the lips.
Yes.
And then, what about sometimes people have like lines here or something they get? Isn't
so it
that,
depends.
Right
you know,
here, right?
It's filler, so it could be nasolabial folds here. You know, if you're really smiling or it's deep or the face is sagging a little bit, you could do them here. If you're really, really expressive and you start getting the creases from maybe smiling too much and
okay.
you don't like them, then you can fill here.
And what about bags under your eyes? What can you do for those?
Bags is puffiness. If you have hollows under your eyes, you can also do under eye
yeah,
filler.
Yeah, like something like filler, right?
Yeah. I have under eye filler.
Really?
Yeah, I looked really tired all the time, and I just, you can't tell. The whole idea is you don't
I can't
know
tell.
I the lips are real. The under eyes.
I don't believe it. I do not believe
I'll
that, guys.
I'll put a glove on and touch them or something.
I only believe it if I check it. It's totally not believable. But
I'm very transparent. If people come to me for an appointment, I tell them, you know, what I've had done. So that way they don't judge, you know, I'm not judging you. Everybody has different needs, different faces. They're, you know, different levels of expression, different sun damage that also causes the wrinkles.
Oh, so what about, like, the skin abrasion stuff? Do you do any of that or just...
We do facial resurfacing.
You do?
Yeah, we do.
So tell me how that works. Well, I might have to go for one of these next. Anything I could do to get you to touch me is more more apt to for it.
Microneedling.
Microneedling.
I want to have it. I want to have it done myself. I want to have microneedling. We have it in the office. It's amazing.
I've heard that's another
amazing, especially if you do the microneedling with PRP on top of that. You remember that P shot that we did? The PRP we're going to put on top or in. After the microneedling. Amazing, amazing stuff.
Skin rejuvenation. Skin rejuvenation. Overall.
You're going to feel like a baby.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like I mean, your face is going to look like a baby's butt.
Wow.
Clean baby's butt.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the next level stuff we need to get going on the captain's log. We can't do that in the car though. We have to go in the office.
Right. That part.
When you say needling, is that going to be a bunch of needles on my whole face?
Tiny.
It's a tool that's very safe, like smooth needles.
Are you trained in that, Kelsey?
Yeah.
So you do that procedure?
You get 30 minutes and you stick a needle in your face. Here we go.
Kelsey's going to have to touch my face again. I'm going to be needled.
I think Brian is going to do another P shot. Whatever it takes.
That's all it is.
That's persistence and perseverance.
It's like a date.
No matter what.
You should start taking polls of what procedure people want you to try.
I call this is our third date, Kelsey. I mean, this is serious now. We've been three dates.
No. Date one, she already held your penis.
Correct.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, I was in the back seat. It's like when mom and dad drive you around to like the movie theater when you're 14 years old and a daughter in the front.
But it's enjoyable to be in the car. We're talking. I'm learning.
Going nowhere will notice benefit in, you know, 3 days. Yeah. But to fully judge it, I say give it 2 weeks for your.
All right. It took me about 4 or 5 days and I saw amazing benefit. A week later, I mean, right now, I truly cannot get pissed off. No matter what you say,
when he's never pissed off,
try me. Because
it makes me wonder how much Dr. Dollar looked in the mirror before getting injections, and now it's like every time he walks by.
No, but I'm very conscientious now. You know, I look at people differently. I look at people, if you have lines, I say, hey, what's going on, Brian? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Before, I didn't do that. But I pay attention also.
The idea is for people to not really know what you have done. And the most common thing that I get is, you're too young. You don't need that.
Is it working?
See, that's exactly what
I'm not yet, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Well, we're getting there. I got 3 days to 2 weeks before I can't frown anymore.
We're going to do, when we park, I'll have you, what I always do as well is because we want to see how much improvement you got. We want to guarantee a result that'll be good for you. So what we'll do is we'll take a picture at your max frown, and then we'll see what you can do in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you notice the improvement.
Before and after.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, thank you. This has been very educational.
And you'll post this on your Instagram, your before and afters of how awesome you look.
Wow.
Well, it's already out for the world to see. Everyone knows.
It's already live. I mean, I have to get worse than that.
I can't suck it back out.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I'll have to post it before and after. This is true. Before the Botox and after.
Right.
And then before the ring and after the ring.
The ring.
Yes. Are we getting married?
You have to ask permission first.
Oh, my God. All right. Fine. Well, this is the captain's log. Dr. Dollar's in the back. He's overseeing the whole procedure.
Permanently
I had Botox.
Smiling.
And Kelsey just injected me. It was amazing. I wish I was doing the injecting, but today Kelsey gave me the Botox and it went very well. But we're going to end it on a good note. And before I get turned down for the fifth time by Kelsey, that's a wrap, guys. This is the Captain's Log. We'll see you tomorrow.